All right, good morning, everybody. Today is Tuesday, October 27th, 2015. And this is Before the First Cup of Jewels here on UCY.TV. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I played hooky yesterday, but it was nice. I got one of my only child-free weekends all year in 2015 this weekend, so it was nice to get to go out in the woods for a little bit and just chill out and enjoy myself. So I'm back, and no, I'm not ready. I'm never ready. It's like ripping off a Band-Aid every morning when I start the show. It is 40 degrees and partly cloudy here in upstate New York. I heard starting tomorrow, we are going to have the remnants of that Hurricane Patricia that came barrel-assing across Mexico and into Texas between Tuesday and Wednesday, but I don't think it's going to be major. You know, they were saying it. Did you hear with the hurricane how they were, oh, this is the worst storm ever? You know, notice we've talked about that so many times. Everything is the worst ever, never before seen. Oh my God, panic, panic, panic. And then, look, it didn't even do, they were like, oh, look, it didn't do a lot of damage at all to the Mexican tourist town. So who knows? I know people are saying it was all geoengineered and whatever. I would say take a good hard look at what the hell those three warm blobs are in the Pacific Ocean, because they still don't have a quote-unquote official explanation that they're publishing anywhere. But between that and the El Nino, at least in my book, that definitely explains how a Category 1 spun to a Category 5 in just 24 hours. And trust me, I watched that stuff. There was nothing on the radar, and the next day, bang, it was a Category 5. So that definitely was odd. But on the other hand, whatever they're doing to the Pacific, and I am certain it has something to do with Fukushima, remember, there are three missing cores out there. And they're going, we just don't know what's going on in the Pacific. You know, I mean, that right there has got to tell you something. But that is not what I'm going to talk about today. We are going to look at what we talked about on Friday and continue on from there. For the first cup of jewels, brain, belief, and mad science of becoming gods. Diabolical laughter follows. And yes, that was a pretty good title for that episode. We had talked about using all these new bangled technologies for medicine. And I thought it was pretty interesting, but it scares me because it's DARPA. And we know DARPA has been messing with light and sound and brain manipulation for a long time. Well, now they're working with light and sound and electrical shocks and magnets, finding ways to manipulate cells in the brain for cures. And I think, I don't remember. So much just blends between my awake and asleep. But I think we watched something that, well, we read something that it talked about some of the pretty amazing cures that one of these agencies, and it wasn't DARPA, but it was potentially DARPA sprinkle funded, but they were having so much success that all these new startup biopharma, bio, whatever they called them, bio sound, bioacoustics companies were all starting up for new treatments. And last night, it reminds me, last night I watched a TEDx lecture. I have a friend who has cancer, and so I had caught the title of this lecture, and I think I might have sent it to her husband. Hold on. Yeah, here it is. This was amazing. He actually, and I don't know how long this is. It was probably about 7 minutes, so I don't know. It's probably too long for us to listen to. But what was so amazing about it is that he is a college professor of music, and he got involved with the physicists and the cellular biologists because he had a hunch. And it was pretty amazing because what they did at his university, Skidmore College, I think it was, is where he's the director of musical technology. He got together with some of the other professors in other disciplines, and they used some of his ideas with focusing sound beams. Actually, we should play this because I'm telling you, actually, it's 17 minutes, but I am telling you, I sent this to my friend who has cancer because they show under a microscope. He shows the cells. They find out what the frequency is of those cells and what the frequency is that those cells shatter at, just like a glass. Like he was saying, when you see an operetta that can sing and the glass shatters, he says, what you don't notice is that they ding the glass before they do that, and they hear the resonant note. So when they hit that resonant note causes it to vibrate and fall apart. And I know this, like, I had all kinds of robot stories queued up today, but seriously, you guys should, I'm not even logged in over here. Let's check this out this morning, because like I said, I watched this last night. I was just in awe. And this is not DARPA mad science. This is a music professor working with some of his colleagues without world domination in mind. And they are killing all kinds of cancers with no medication. And they're not trying to brainwash you or completely hijack biology. They're just trying to help people live longer and healthier lives. And at the very end of this, actually, where he talks about children and how they could be in a room and they could just have this resonant frequency beaming into the room the whole time, the children would never even know that they were being treated for cancer. Of course, these would be children that, you know, today are in the children's ward of the cancer hospitals that tug at his heartstrings when he sees them and feels so sad for what they're going through. But compared to then, his motivation for the future, where these children could be treated and not have any illness whatsoever. All right, hold on. Let's see if we can do this. I'm not quite sure. Oh, yeah. You know what? I cannot call in. I need to call me. Now, this will be a good setup. And I definitely want to share this with you guys. And if we don't get to all the stuff I wanted to talk about today, there's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So, but I don't remember my name. Uno momento, por favor. Here we go. And there we go. All right. I think it's working. All right. This gentleman's name is Anthony Holland. And he is out of Skidmore College. I hope I have sound here. Hold on. I haven't played a video here in a while. Yeah, okay. He is associate professor and director of music technology at Skidmore College, president of Novo Biotronics, Inc. So apparently he started a company out of this, which is a 501c3 charitable and educational company. He discovered the ability of oscillating pulsed electric fields to destroy cancer cells and MRSA in laboratory experiments. Experts in custom digital electric design, synthesis, and analysis for biological effects members. He had Bioelectromechanics Society, the European Biomagnetics Association, and his postdoctoral work was in the Center for Computer Research in Music and Acoustics at Stanford University. I did not know that he went to Stanford, but still, he definitely, to me, seems like he gets it. I don't know. I am somewhat gullible, but this guy did not exude one ounce of evil, at least in my personal opinion. All right, let me play this for you. So this is a few minutes, probably about 15 minutes, so we'll come back at 10:30 Eastern, and then we'll kick this off. Let me zoom.
Stage over.
So this is picking up on the technologies we talked about on Friday.
Usually I would be standing on this stage over here conducting the college orchestra because I'm a music professor. But tonight I'm going to talk about my moonlight activities in the field of science.